It seems as though everything that is coming our way through the media, no matter from what outlet or source, it seems to be a deception. People trying to manipulate us according to their agenda. The truth is a rare thing these days, and many people seek to deceive. Jesus warned us about that and warned his disciples pointedly about it. Many, he said, will come in my name and attempt to deceive you, and they will say, I am the Christ, I am the way. Listen to what he said. Matthew chapter 24, verse 4. Jesus answered and said unto them, see to it that no one misleads you, for many will come in my name, saying, I am the Christ, and will mislead many. We see some egregious examples of this in our world. We see people like a David Koresh, who convinced his followers, most of them Christian people, convinced them that he was Jesus Christ, come again in the flesh, and he deceived those people, and they were destroyed in a confrontation with the government. There were people who followed Jim Jones. I don't think Jim Jones actually believed what he was teaching these people, but he led them to destruction. Those are the worst examples, but there are other examples. Not coming and claiming to be the Christ, but claiming to be the one you should follow instead of Christ. A very popular figure in recent times had sort of a guru on their program, and millions of people watched this and listened as this guru taught people, don't look to Jesus Christ for truth, don't look to the Bible, look within yourself for truth. You see, the message of the gospel is the message of God's grace in Jesus Christ. Jesus said, I am the only way. No one comes unto the Father except by me. He said, I am the door to the sheep, meaning I am the way for the sheep, we being the sheep of his flock. Anyone that comes in by any other way, if they come in over the wall, or they come in through the back gate, or any other way they attempt to sneak in, they are thieves and robbers. They're trying to destroy what God has done. So take Jesus' warning to heart. I do. Don't let anyone mislead you. When Jesus comes back again, there will be no mistake in anyone's mind who it is. And every tongue will confess, and every knee will bow, and everyone will declare that Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of God the Father. Let's pray. Father in heaven, our allegiance is to Jesus Christ. We will not be misled by another. Jesus knows us, and we know him, and we will not follow another. Oh Lord, help me. Help me to have a discerning mind. Keep my love for Jesus strong. Make the relationship between Jesus and myself stronger than ever, so that I will never, ever mistake the call of another for the voice of Jesus Christ. I pray in Jesus' name. Amen.